resident company at the Dayton Art Institute, and we are a professional puppet and mask company. We're one of very few of those in existence, and one of only just a couple in Ohio. We have Bonruku-style puppets. We have life-size puppets that are made of neoprene and plaster, and we actually just built 27, a full set, Avenue Q puppets for the Human Race Theater here in Dayton. And those are the more of the traditional, shall we say, Muppet style.
And what sorts of productions is the Zoot Theater Company involved in?
Quite a bit, actually. We have our own main stage season here at the Dayton Art Institute. This past year, we opened with The Hobbit, and we had A Christmas Carol, and we had another show called And a Child Shall Lead. And then currently, what we have going on is our summer series, which is Shakespeare. So we have Midsummer Night's Dream and The Tempest, and we also have Christopher Marlowe's Dr. Faustus.
And I understand the theater company also does a lot of educational outreach.
We do, actually. We have an in-school tour that we partner with the Muse Machine on here in Dayton. This past year, we had three residencies in schools, ranging from one day to three-week workshops, artist-in-residence programs. And the other piece of our education that we're rolling out this year are public workshops, where people can actually register in advance to come to a workshop.
Why does the company choose to perform through the use of puppets and masks?
Well, one, we're very strong on that artistically, and two, it's a niche.
You said something about your puppets are a little bit different. Can you go into some more detail about that? What sets them apart from other puppets in companies similar to this?
I think, one, the materials we use. Some puppets are made of found objects. Some are made that are very expensive, where the faces and the hands are neoprene, and the inner workings are pretty complex, gears and pulleys, even stuff that's a little beyond me. As the producer, I don't get too involved in that. But what we've been able to do, I think, is take titles that people are very familiar with and design puppets that they're not familiar with and marry those together. And I think that's what really gives our shows the high production value that they have.
The Zoot Theater Company hopes to do its first national tour in the fall of 2014. With a postcard from Dayton, Ohio, I'm Steve Hirschberg.